Hello, hello, and welcome. It is 2 p.m. on this gorgeous Friday afternoon. The sun is out. There's a light breeze. You can sit outside. That's all I ever need every single day. If I have the opportunity to sit outside these days, it's a good day. It's a good day. But here I am live in the basement of CFRC 101.9 FM, Queen's University Campus Radio. And once again, I'll say that I'm live, and I'm so happy to be live. I have, I don't know if you know this, well, this is Whiplash, and I'm your host, Erin, but I have not been able to be live at all this semester, and one of my professors asynchronously did her class today. So thank you so much. And I just want to say that, honestly, I'm thanking the universe, because it was my birthday yesterday, and I'm not a huge birthday person, and I know that sounds, you're like, how does that make sense? You're telling everyone that it's your birthday. I don't know, this year it feels right. It feels good to say it's my birthday. I'm not going to say how old I am because that you already know way too much personal information about me. If you tune in regularly, that's one thing that you don't need to know. But if you want my address, I'll happily tell you that. You do have to reach out to me, though, or my phone number, because, I mean, who wouldn't want to talk to me? But yes, so today, very special. Not that every week isn't special. I did initially have a playlist set up for today, but it was kind of sad, and I was kind of sad, but now I'm not sad because it was my birthday. And yeah, I don't know. This year feels like a good year for me. But yeah, so I kind of selected some songs that mean a lot to me throughout my life currently, or ones that I'm just really, really enjoying right now. So if you, I don't know. That'll tell you all you need to know. Maybe my age. If you could deduce my age, that'd be really cool. I actually have AirBuds, and it is kind of, that's not a plug. I don't really like the app. I just have it to see like what my friends are listening to. But it told me that I have the music taste of a 15-year-old, which I really did not appreciate. I very thoroughly disagree with that. But up first is an album that recently, I have so much to say, by the way, too. I'm revved up and ready to go. So get excited to take a sneak peek into what my brain has been like for the past week. But up first is one of my favorite tracks off of No Need to Argue, which was just remastered and re-released, I think this week, maybe last week. But yeah, this is The Cranberries with Ridiculous Thoughts on CFRC 101.9 FM.
in the sun. I feel grown up with you in your car. I know it's dumb.
Thank you.
Welcome back. That was Champagne Coast by Blood Orange off of their album Coastal Grooves. And I absolutely 100% adore that album and the song itself. It's probably one of my favorites off of it. But I just saw Blood Orange, actually. They opened up for Lorde, which is maybe another reason why I put A World Alone by Lorde before that. But yeah, and I felt kind of bad. Like, I love Blood Orange. And honestly, seeing them open for Lorde, I went to Montreal because that's where they were opening. But I don't know. The sound wasn't right. I don't know what was going on with the technical stuff, but I don't know. It made me really, really sad. Like, obviously, I was so happy to see them, but I don't know. It didn't hit. But they are playing at History in November, two nights in a row. So you should definitely go check that out if you have the opportunity. I think a smaller venue, and the sound at History never sucks. Like, it's so good. So I would definitely go see them 1,000 times over again. Yeah, and then before that was A World Alone by Lorde off of her album Pure Heroin. And like I said, I got to go see her. I saw her in Montreal. She was honestly fantastic for like a one-person thing. The treadmill was a little funny, but I don't know. I think it kind of ate up, but it was great. And I actually didn't realize until this year how much of an influence she's had in my life, but she's always been there and I've always listened to her. And I don't know, she gets me like that, you know what I mean? And then of course I started that set off with Ridiculous Thoughts by the Cranberries, which no need to argue was a phenomenal album. And actually my dad called me yesterday. He was on the way to the record store, like asking me if I wanted anything, and he got me a couple things, and he was like, oh, I also got myself No Need to Argue. The gasp that I let out that this man got No Need to Argue, and he didn't get it for me. He said, well, would you rather have that one and I'll take this one? No, I'm greedy. I want all of them. So I think that vinyl will be getting a timeshare or joint custody between our households. Heads up. But anyway, we're moving on. Moving, just keep moving. Yeah, it is October. It's Halloween month, and this is probably my favorite month of the year. It's equally the most stressful because of school, and then obviously it's getting colder, but you could turn out some crazy fits. I love when it starts to get a little chillier, that I get to kind of layer. Yeah, but anyway, Halloween, so excited. I don't know what I'm gonna do. I don't know where I'm gonna be. My one of my best friends, we usually make our costumes from, well, as much scratch as we possibly can every year, but she's not here anymore, so I don't know what to do without you. But yeah, if anyone has any ideas, please let me know. But speaking of her, Rachel, she called me yesterday morning, and she'd been talking about, like, I'm not a huge gift person, like, yeah, I'm already a hoarder, I don't need more stuff given to me. But she, for like weeks, had been talking about how she got me the perfect gift and just kept saying it every time we fall. She's like, I'm so excited. And I have virtually no clue what this is. And so yesterday we're on the phone and she was like, are you ready for it? And I'm like thinking, I'm like, what? I'm like, she's gonna text it to me, like, what could this possibly be? And then it like dings on me, I'm like, oh my god, did you get me a cameo? And I have a feeling that nobody listening, like you listener, oh, it's 222, shout out, nobody probably knows who this guy is, well, not by name anyway. So his name is just Tatum, and he does stuff I think on TikTok and Instagram, and I don't remember necessarily when I first discovered him. I think it was pretty passively. I was scrolling, and he does these absolutely horrific, terrible covers and posts them. And they're so bad. But he started to gain popularity. And I don't know, I love him. His name's Justin. and she bought me one of him, and he had a little message at the beginning. He sang me happy birthday, and you get to pick the song, and she picked Lips of an Angel by Hinder, which, oh my gosh, I totally should have put this in the set list today. Spoiler, it's not in there, but mentioning is good enough. And we have so, so, so many memories of Lips of an Angel living together over the years. So thank you so much, Rachel. And I literally like screamed when I saw it. I was like, no way. And then she was like, oh yeah, there was also an option for him to post it on like socials or something, and I was like, and then I went to go check his account, and he posted it 1 minute ago, and the caption had a thing. It was like, happy birthday, Aaron, like from your bestie Rachel. It was so cute. But the funny thing is that in all of his videos, he does like the personalized message in the caption, and then he just goes on a random rant afterwards. So if you want to go check that out, his ad is just Tatum. My little birthday message came out yesterday. It was so funny, so funny. And I don't know, so I don't know, it'll make me happy whenever I'm sad, I guess. Maybe it'll make you feel better too. But yes, anyway, that was really awesome, and it set my day off to a good start because I was in class all day yesterday, all day. So I didn't really get to do much. But anyway, I have that now wherever I go. If we ever get those brain chips, that's the first thing that's getting uploaded. Nothing else. It's just that one thing. And that'll be my support mechanism, I guess. But regardless, we're moving on. These are some really, really important songs to me that, I don't know, they make me feel, whenever they come on, it makes everything feel okay, I guess. It makes me feel like I'm in the right place at the right time and everything's going to be okay. But this is Turns Blue by Naked Giants. And then we're going to move on to a track that I heard, that's in the soundtrack of my favorite movie ever, Empire Records. Shout out to my mom and dad for having great taste in music and movies. Not anymore, though. They kind of suck. But the collection that they had when I was growing up is amazing. And then there's a couple more songs after that. But this is Turns Blue by Naked Giants on CFRC 101.9 FM. That was Don't Delete the Kisses by Wolf Alice, which is one of my favorite songs ever, 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 ever. One of my favorite experiences is like getting the bus home at night or even like driving home at night and that coming on. I don't know. Makes everything feel okay. It's so cool. I freaking love that song. And then before that was Cosmic Love by Florence and the Machine. And then before that was Free by The Martinis. And before that was Turns Blue by Naked Giants. Right now I am currently playing Minecraft because I had the bright idea last night to re-get Minecraft on my phone. Just for something to do. I don't know, it's super fun, but my phone heats up very, very quickly. So we're gonna see how long this lasts, but I don't know, I'm having the time of my life, mining coal, building dirt houses, so yeah, really, really excited to see what this brings. I don't know, you heard it here first. I could be the next big streamer. Keep an eye out on Twitch or Instagram Live. But we are nearing, I don't know, I only have 2 songs left for today. But yes, I don't know. Me and my friend Rachel, who I previously mentioned, the one who got me the video, decided to get Minecraft. So this is going to be my life for the next little while. But yeah, I really, really hope that you have enjoyed today's show. I only have 2 songs left. I don't know, maybe I'll throw one in there for funsies. But this has been Whiplash today. If you enjoyed it, that's amazing. If you didn't, it'll be completely, completely, completely different next week, as it always is. This next song, there is an episode of Girls, right in the first season of Girls. It could be honestly the first one, episode 1, season 1, that it's on. I think it's maybe within the first 3 episodes, and Hannah comes home and she posts this tweet on Twitter saying, oh my gosh, what is it? All the best women do, or something like that. And then this song plays and Marnie joins her in their room in their apartment, and it's just such an amazing scene. I love it all the time. I watch that scene like exclusively sometimes, just for fun. And then I'm gonna end off with, I don't know, a great track to send you into the weekend. I hope you have a fantastic weekend. This is Dancing on My Own by Robin, and then followed by Fatboy Slim on CFRC 101.9 FM. If you're taking anything away from today, it's that if you're ever wondering when you should do something, it should be right here, right now. Bye. Still
Queens Gales are on the road on October 4th to take on the Guelph Griffins. A win for the Gales punches their ticket to the OUA playoffs. A loss for the Griffins could spell the end of a once-promising season. Will it be the surging Gales or the struggling Griffins? Anything can happen on game day, so you don't want to miss out. Tune in to CFRC 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca at 12:45 p.m. for the Grad Club pregame show, ahead of the scheduled 1 o'clock kickoff.
Visit The Screening Room, Kingston's only independent movie theater located downtown at 120 Princess Street. They specialize in playing art house, international classic, and cult cinema, along with Hollywood's best new releases. People also always say they have the best popcorn in town. Visit Screening Room at screeningroom.com for upcoming show dates and ticket information.
Sign up now to take over CFRC's airwaves for free. CFRC 101.9 FM invites all Queen's University student groups, clubs, and Kingston community organizations to take over our airwaves. Join us on air for an hour to talk about your student group or community organization and also present your own playlist of fun music chosen by your team. This is a great opportunity to talk about what your group does, how others can get involved or provide support, any big events your group has coming up, and how to keep up with the latest news about your group. You can apply by visiting CFRC.ca